I know that language official of this symposium is English. I talk English very well, very well. But yesterday I forget. And for this reason, I need to talk in Spanish. Quiero agradecer.
I would like to thank the organizers, and especially Professor Cole Durham, to give me the responsibility that I don't deserve to arrive to reflective conclusions about the things that we have talked about in this symposium concerning my Latin American continent. As you, some of you, have been able to see and hear, Latin America is a complex continent. Usually, the conclusion of a symposium inspires the emotion or the idea to finish an event, to conclude it. The dynamics of this symposium has given us an idea, a different idea. The conclusion of the symposium means the obligation and the responsibility of each one of us to begin a new process in order to that with this gained experience we can, within our own reality, make the effort so that the human person can achieve the dignity that he deserves. As far as Latin America, the policies, the presentations that have been given have confirmed a few ideas about the ones that I have been working on. First of all, democracy, without doubt, is today one of the systems of government, the healthiest form of government. Democracy has to find the form to act according to the social reality where it functions. Evidently, democracies, in North American and European democracies, are democracies that have reached a high level. But in our Latin America, the practical of those democratic systems, it does not go the 2,000 high level of our Latin mountains, and it cannot introduce and to develop in the darkness of our rivers in the Amazon. As a conclusion of this conference, we have to generate a process of such nature to make us have the responsibility to develop the sufficient tools to conduct the societies to which we belong in order to find the right way to implement this extraordinary idea of the democratic system of government. Our Latin America, for historical reasons, it's a continent in which exists a deep religious secret. Kept in secret is, without a doubt, has influenced greatly the form to understand the world and to organize our society. Latin America is a continent which is only in its adolescence. And to find developed its maturity, it requires to combine adequately democracy without the secrecy, with the concepts and framework of its proper reality. Finally, one of the elements that joined us the most as Latin Americans is the solidarity. And solidarity is the expression of love. Christ stated, "I leave you, I give a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you." I believe that if the doctrine that I profess, we could make a small modification to the words of Christ and give the love the sense of respect. Respect is the beginning and the only way to be able to understand and become democratic. We can say Christ, the version of love that he left us, respect one another as I have respected you. And in that way, we can understand that the religious dimension of democracy is respect. Respect as a tool of love that we all should develop. I would like to conclude with a phrase from one of the most important humanists in my country, from the 20th century, Professor Jorge Basadre. Jorge Basadre defined what Latin America is. He said, "Latin America is a beautiful promise not yet fulfilled." Thank you very much.